Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This podcast is sponsored by Every.Black Entrepreneurs Podcasting Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. And it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." The Storytelling Time podcast this week is the fourth story taken from the fifth chapter of the book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. The chapter title is Farmer's Market. The title of the podcast today is A Walk of Faith. Before we get started with our story, I'd like to give you something a little different than what you've received in these podcasts previously, prior to a recitation of a story. Up until now, I've shared with you some of my ideas about how you can best become a professional writer. But most authors, regardless of how well they can write, need a lot of assistance in getting their work published, ultimately. So, unless you decide to publish your book yourself, which is more common these days, by the way, having a good publisher is very helpful in facilitating your writing efforts, both at the beginning of your writing as well as when you're in the process of completing that final product. Today, I want to talk to you a little about a group I belong to here in Raleigh, North Carolina, a group that specializes in helping authors to write their book. The group is identified as the Write Right Professional Writers Club and is housed in the City Club of Raleigh. The City Club, as a broad entity, has all kinds of entrepreneurs as members representing businesses of all types. Including among these businesses are those affiliated with professional writing. That's where the Write Right group gets its identification. In the next several podcasts, where stories will be recited, I'll share with you some important aspects of this group, the Write Right group. The leader of this group is Ms. Lee Henrich, who is a publisher and is very skilled at what she does. And it would be advantageous for you to become familiar with her work and take advantage of her knowledge of the publishing industry as you ponder writing your book. You can contact me if you want to set up a meeting with her. My email is waporter4995@yahoo.com. And if you want to check out what books I've written, just go to my website, williamporterlife.com. Now, we'll get on with our story after a short break. Stay with us. Welcome back. Pastor Henny, the new leader at Faith Tabernacle, had such a positive impact on Jerry. One reason was because upon his arrival, he focused on improving the financial standing of individual members and their families, as well as the church as a whole. Well, Jerry and his family certainly needed some improvement in their finances. The new pastor ushered in an administration based on giving as taught by the tithing concept, as the principal way of supporting the church. Jerry was familiar with giving to the church because he witnessed his grandfather Mason as he constantly gave of his resources, primarily produce from his large garden and various products on his farm. But most of what he gave did not go to the church, but to members of the community. With most of the money he earned, his wife Geraldine took and accepted the responsibility of giving a portion of it to the church. So Mason didn't give a lot directly to the church because he seldom attended in his early days. His wife Geraldine took the responsibility of taking the money that Mason received through his farming enterprise and, as I just mentioned, made sure that a portion of it went straight to their church. Jerry remembered a lot of what his grandparents did to influence him later in his life. First, his grandparents gave of their substance in many ways, cheerfully, and not because they wanted to satisfy some church doctrine, but simply because they enjoyed the act of giving. So the foundation in giving that was established by Jerry's grandparents led him, now with his own family, to be receptive to Pastor Henny and what he tried to do to enhance the church's financial standing through tithing. Second, Jerry remembered how his grandfather would make sure that all the debts he made while conducting business were satisfied. He just hated to owe anybody anything. Now, that's the height of personal responsibility, being willing to pay for your debts. And that's what Mason did. He practiced effective money management of his finances as much as his limited income would allow. Third, Jerry remembered how his grandfather Mason stressed to him often basic Christian principles, principles that demanded if you purchase something and promise to pay for it, then you should keep that commitment to give to the church while leaving any debt that you may have created unresolved was not the right priority in his estimation. And fourth, while Jerry's grandfather had always been a liberal giver, he didn't start to tithe until later, well later in his life, after Geraldine gave him more control of his own money. But make no mistake, Mason always had the spirit of giving out of a desire to help others. And God counts that as a big plus in anybody's giving regimen. Yes, helping other folks is the key, that spirit of selflessness. And that was who Jerry's grandfather was. He gave, and he gave, and gave. He gave not just money, but he gave freely of the products that were harvested on his farm. Yes, Mason was a giver, the kind that God rewards. But there was a key element that was missing in Jerry's life, as he followed his grandfather's lead in giving freely. And it was Pastor Henny who addressed it. Jerry's recall of his grandparents' giving habits, especially his grandfather, together with both Mason and Geraldine's promotion of Christian principles in the household, made it easy for him to adopt many of the things that Pastor Henny promoted. Pastor Henny's brand of leadership, especially in regards to giving, seemed very exciting to Jerry because it reflected his own spirit of giving, due largely because of his grandfather and his spirit of giving, as well as that of his grandmother Geraldine. Like his grandparents, Jerry, now having a family of his own, had been willing to help the church financially, but now he expected a monetary return for his efforts. Jerry was encouraged that Pastor Henny addressed that missing element in his handling of household finances that I mentioned earlier. And that was money management, which, together with tithing, showed positive results, even during the first month of his pastor's ministry at the church. The new pastor gave a sermon that stuck in Jerry's mind for a long time. It was during a worship service when Pastor Henny gave a foundation for moving the church in this direction of financial responsibility, as well as new ways of giving through tithing. After some preliminaries, he began his sermon.
Congregation, over the next several weeks, I'll be initiating a biblical money management series that is designed to help every person set their financial house in order. in building a house.
The builder
must be wise. That is, he must know the blueprints and follow them and use the right material to effectively finish whatever it is he's trying to build. Now, the wise builder knows that storms will come, floods will arise, and the winds of adversity will blow. During these times, the house must be fortified against days like this, days of extreme testing. As we build our financial house here at Faith Tabernacle, there are definite biblical ingredients we must use. And today, we examine at least two of them, which are the most important I will submit to you. We first have to learn money management principles. I've determined that we spend just too much money on the wrong things. You've got to remember that it's not our money that we're managing. It's God's money, money that He has given us. And God expects us to manage wisely what He has given us, His money. Now, there are consequences for mismanagement of His money, but at the same time, there are rewards for wise management of what He has given us. And do you know where our financial problems come from? They come from our undisciplined lifestyles, our sinful habits, our failure to follow biblical principles, our lack of training or knowledge of money management, and our refusal to give liberally and consistently, and especially the giving of our tithes. But here's the good news, congregation. Things can be accomplished through your life when it is in alignment with God's word. So believe for that the great things that God has in store for you, congregation, and set your financial house in order. Yes, we are called to be good stewards and be careful and responsible in the management of that which God has entrusted to our care. That is, our time, our strengths, our talents, and again, our money. So, do the right thing. I'll be talking to you about money issues a lot in the coming weeks. So, be ready for it.
Yes, Jerry was ready for what Pastor Henny had to say about money issues, especially as it related to his own financial situation. And he was receptive in following his lead. It would be these kinds of words of wisdom that would lead Jerry and his family to a new world of financial responsibility. But it wouldn't be without sacrifice. Jerry would have to be the leader in limiting his family's spending habits while working with Carmen being more frugal with the money that came into the household. He had to utilize all of the faith that he could muster to stay afloat and even strive financially. It was a new experience for Jerry and his family. They all had to walk by faith and not by sight. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. An important point to be made regarding Jerry's new giving mentality was that he was not seeking some financial return because of the giving, but he was expecting the return nonetheless because of what the scripture said would happen if you obeyed God's commandments in this area of giving. Jerry had begun to accept as true the benefits of tithing, largely because of the sermon he heard from Pastor Henny during that worship service. He was especially interested in the pastor's focus on money management, as well as tithing, as solutions to financial difficulties. It was within this framework where he accepted and really believed the verse of Scripture in John 16:24 that says simply, "Ask, and you will receive." Yes, Jerry had desired a solution to his money issues for some time now and was ready to receive the financial benefits of giving as promoted by his new pastor, Pastor Henny.
As Jerry continued to tithe, his wife Karma and their children were also beginning to give up their substance. What coincided with this new spirit of giving by the Hargroves was truly amazing. A key to Jerry's improvement in his financial situation was that he had begun to manage his finances better. As a result, he put himself into a position of giving to the church without the heavy obligation of having debt and that had once gone unresolved. As a part of Jerry's new focus on tithing and money management, as promoted by his new pastor, he incorporated lifestyle changes that lessened the burden on his giving, while still being able to meet normal responsibilities of supporting a household. He incorporated money-saving strategies by cutting out things that he ordinarily would have purchased, but did not need. The family also spent more time eating at home and less time dining out. He also cut back on other personal expenses. As he continued to give the tenth off the top of his income, he made sure that all the other debts he owed were taken care of before giving additional amounts to the church as an offering. This was on top of the standard tithe that he gave. Before we finish the show, let's take another break, and when we return, we'll notice that Jerry will see a revelation in Scripture about tithing and giving from the heart. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. When Jerry changed his attitude about spending in general and practiced better money management, something very strange began to happen in regard to the amount he was giving to the church. And it was this. As he continued to review his budget each month, Jerry found that he was giving, with tithes and offerings, as much as 20% of his income to the church, 10% beyond the requirement of the standard tithe. Wow, what a revelation, Jerry thought to himself. A mystery was revealed to him. He said out loud one day, "The scripture is really true when it says, 'Give and it will be given unto you, pressed down and overflowing.'" Yes, he was soon getting back from a variety of sources, almost twice as much as he was giving to the church. Jerry found that giving based on a sincere desire to give without having other financial obligations left unresolved coincided with greater blessings for him and his family. He felt, as the scripture says, that God knows the heart of people, and anyone who asks for his help and act by faith to do better financially or any other way, God considers or weighs, as the scripture puts it, that level of faith, and will himself act on the person's behalf. The verse of scripture in 1 Samuel, 2nd chapter and 3rd verse, puts it this way. If God sees our faithful intentions, he will consider our actions and will respond with his own action, giving us our desires, as it says in Psalm 37 and verse 4. But make no mistake, Jerry and his family were giving faithfully and cheerfully to the church before the new pastor arrived. But with Pastor Henny, Jerry accepted a greater focus on money management. With this new approach in dealing with his personal finances, together with tithing, Jerry's actions led to financial blessings for him and his family. Jerry was up and running on his journey of giving in a new and exciting way. The Hargroves also learned a lesson in patience. They began to trust that God would help them get the house that they wanted, but it would mean waiting for that blessing to manifest itself. Thanks to Jerry's persistence in waiting and trusting while giving faithfully, it took less than 2 years for his blessing,
his inward desire to have a new house to materialize. The wait wasn't as long as this time frame suggests, however, because Jerry started to see this and other blessings soon after his attitude about giving changed. God had begun to reward Jerry and Karma sooner than they ever expected, within months after Pastor Henny's arrival, and their patience was a big reason, Jerry felt, for things to turn around financially as rapidly as they did. In future shows, we'll see how Jerry and his family continue to improve their financial fortunes with the help of their new pastor, Jerry would argue. But applying practical spending habits was really the key, along with their implementing the tithing concept as promoted by Pastor Henny. Yes, giving works at any time. The old adage that it's better to give than to receive was certainly working for Jerry and his family. Well, that's all for now. But remember, whether you're financially secure or have money issues, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.